If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello everyone, and welcome back to another installment of Dark Realms. Now, firstly, I'd like to say a huge thank you for all of the comments, both on YouTube and the feedback we've received to the Dark Paranormal podcast. They seem to be really positive, they want more videos, etc. And more videos are coming. In fact, next week we should have our first release of the first edition of Dark Vaults, which will be a spin-off of the show again, but just for YouTube. So if you haven't already subscribed on YouTube, please do so and you'll never miss one of our uploads. Of course, if you're listening to this on audio, by all means, head over to youtube.com/thedarkparanormal and you'll find all of the Dark Realms videos there. Vice versa, if you're watching on YouTube, search for The Dark Paranormal wherever you get your podcasts. And as we're celebrating the main show's 20th anniversary, we're having a bit of a special season there for the podcast. So we're giving everyone a free week trial of the highest tier of our Patreon level, which means you gain early access to all of the episodes and also access to the back catalogue of our Patreon-only show, Dark Bites, which takes a look at some of the more shorter versions of people's experiences with the paranormal. But because they're short, it does not mean they're any less terrifying, believe me. But we're not here to discuss other parts of the show. We're here to look at a very specific dark realm. Now, this dark realm is allegedly one of, if not the, most haunted place in Canada. Because today, the dark realm we're going to step foot into is Tranquil Sanatorium in Kamloops, British Columbia. Tranquil opened in 1907 as a tuberculosis hospital and later served as a sanatorium, or a psychiatric institution. During its 51 years treating tuberculosis, roughly 1,600 patients lost their lives. The facility itself grew into a self-sufficient community. Over 40 buildings, including multiple hospital wings and even underground service tunnels connecting the entire campus. These tunnels were used to transport food, laundry, and grimly, the dead, to the on-site morgue, sparing other patients of the trauma of seeing dead bodies taken out. By 1958, Tranquil closed because the need for a tuberculosis hospital had waned, but it reopened a year later as a mental health hospital until 1983. Now, I appreciate to a lot of people, that may seem a long time ago, but for me, I was alive then, which is almost terrifying to think about. Decades of pain and death and strangeness imbued in the very walls of this abandoned place, giving it this overwhelming eerie atmosphere. So it's no wonder this place is dubbed as one of Canada's most haunted locations. It's said that not only echoes of its former residents remain, but visitors and trespassers have reported everything from ghostly lights and orbs to disembodied voices in the darkness. We're about to explore three of Tranquil's most terrifying alleged spirits, each with their own dark secret tied to the sanatorium's tragic past. The nurse is one of the best known stories about the sanatorium itself. And the story goes she is the ghost of a nurse that was murdered in the underground tunnels in the 70s. during the site's tenure as a psychiatric hospital. The young nurse was reportedly escorting a patient through the tunnel network when the patient turned violent. Of course, deep beneath the hospital, cut off from help, the nurse, when attacked, was not heard screaming, and was therefore killed in the most gruesome way by the person in her care. Like many of the experiences we cover, this has not been officially confirmed, but it does persist as local lore. And people genuinely believe that this nurse's poor spirit still roams below ground. People sneaking into the tunnels consistently describe an uncanny, watchful presence, and the inexplicable audible phenomena of someone apparently screaming down the tunnels, echoing throughout the pitch-black corridors. People there will then search to find no one there. Of course, this causes the visitors to go and search, and they inevitably find no one. One local who grew up on the tranquil grounds recalled strange acoustic phenomena down in those tunnels. They say, and I quote, "The tunnels did have some weird sounds. The old tunnels, for sure." These blood-chilling cries in the dark are believed to be the dying screams of that slain nurse, replaying eternally where she met her grisly, gruesome end. Tour guides and trespassers alike report feeling sudden cold drafts. As we mentioned, the feeling of being watched or spied upon, as if the unseen nurse's ghost trails them as they do their little ghost hunt. Occasionally a flash of light or an orb will be found on photographs taken in the tunnels. Now, some people would say that adds credence to the story. Others would point to the many debunked orb photographs as just mere dust reflecting a flash. The most horrifying account describes the scream itself. An agonized woman's voice reverberating off the concrete walls, which then abruptly stops, leaving an oppressive silence. Even the bravest explorers are shook to the core. To quote, "I had to visit those tunnels many times, they were always dark, and I always hated them." And that comes from one former nurse from the site, although she herself never saw a ghost. To this day, those tunnels remain a focal point of Tranquil's paranormal activity. The legend of this screaming tunnel nurse serves as a grim reminder of how violence and fear from decades past may still echo in the shadows below. Those who do dare enter the tunnels often emerge pale and shook, saying they've heard the final screams of a long-dead nurse. A tragic spirit trapped in darkness, reliving her last terror-filled moments. Next, we'll look at the weeping mother and the children's ward. If the tunnel's nurse ghost embodies violence and pain, the next famous apparition is defined by sorrow. In Tranquil's abandoned hospital wings, a grieving mother's spirit is said to wander, eternally searching for her lost child. Historical records do note that Tranquil had a pediatric ward.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tuberculosis and other illnesses did not spare children, and young lives ended within those walls. According to one legend, she brought her boy to Tranquil for treatment, only to watch on in horror as he succumbed to the disease. This boy's heartbreaking death also broke the woman's sanity, and ironically, she was later placed in the sanitarium. Apparently, she would roam the halls whilst alive, not saying a word, staring into space, until finally she herself passed away. No one knows if she died by her own hand or by heartbreak. Visitors claim to see a spectral woman in 50s-era clothing wandering the empty corridors, and multiple witnesses have reported, and I quote, "a mother crying for a child on the 6th and 8th floors of the hospital. She's often described as hunched, burying her face in her hands as she weeps. When approached, She will either vanish or abruptly fade into a doorway. This apparition is seen as relatively harmless, eliciting more pity than fear. That's probably until you remember you're looking at a ghost. And the child spirits tied to this legend make the scene even more haunting. In the derelict children's ward, people have heard the sound of children laughing, crying, playing, faint giggles or running footsteps echoing down the empty corridors. Some have even heard the sound of bouncing balls or found toys inexplicably appear or disappear from different rooms. Imagine standing in a decaying hospital room, paint peeling from the walls, and then you hear a child laugh, knowing you're alone. Or even worse, you hear a wail of agony from a child's mouth. Again, knowing you're alone. Staff and visitors have felt sudden emotional waves of grief or sadness in the rooms that served the children. That served many children that never ever got to go home. In a dark and especially chilling twist, there are reports that the sounds of the child crying and the mother's wailing somehow and for some reason merge together. They kind of become one thing. You will see the glimpse of a translucent mother rushing towards the sound of the cries, wailing herself, and those two sounds merge into this cacophony of absolute terror. The figure then dissolves into thin air. It's a heartbreaking loop that seems to be going on forever across the boundary between our world and theirs. Now, while some ghosts at Tranquille appear as recognizable or human apparitions, there is one entity far more malevolent and far more bizarre than everything we've covered so far. And that is the shadow figure that lurks in the deserted psychiatric buildings. Numerous thrill seekers and paranormal investigators that have chosen to spend the night at Tranquille have described encounters with an inky black silhouette that is apparently, and again I quote, not a person. With that said, it does have a humanoid shape, one that moves of its own accord. It has no discernible features nor face. However, the shape of a very large man, mostly seen peering from a doorway or gliding across a wall. Those who have had the misfortune of encountering this shadow entity all report a feeling of utter terrifying dread, as if in the presence of pure evil. Musician Tom MacDonald visited Tranquille in 2012 to film a music video. His crew first heard unexplained footsteps, echoing in the darkness. One of the crew stated, "We all stood motionless, and somewhere beyond where our lights could reach, way out in the darkness, we heard footsteps and then distant voices." Later, MacDonald and a friend returned at night to encounter the shadow itself rising out of the floor of a padded cell. And I quote, "It was a shadow standing up from the floor, like a living person, but this was no living person. It was dark, daunting, and featureless. Terrified, they fled, as you would. Convinced this shadow entity was following them through the halls as they ran." Other explorers have also reported similar phenomena with this dark figure, who's now gained the nickname the Dark Man of Tranquille. This entity is often associated with the old psychiatric building. Perhaps, like when we've covered cases like the Castles in Ireland, etc., castles with oubliettes, the building itself has maintained something of the negative energy of the misery of these people that were trapped, probably against their own will in a lot of cases, in the asylum. And maybe, like a case in Ireland we mentioned, all of this negativity, all of these individual pieces of negative spirits have kind of gathered together to form a larger one, as in a larger solo sentient evil. Witnesses describe sudden temperature drops, an oppressive force, weight on your chest, scratches, bruises, all with no explicable reason. It's not like you're scrambling through some bramble hedge. The building is old, but it's mainly empty. You're walking basically down a corridor. Okay, it may be dark whilst you're doing so, but usually people do this in large groups. And again, any sort of tour that takes place of that facility will have some security measures and safety measures in place, i.e. no nails hanging out of doorways, and definitely nothing that could give you a fully fledged bruise without you knowing at the time. Those who've witnessed this thing firsthand have refused to ever return, haunted by the memory of pure terror in that area. Now, there are supposed plans to turn the whole area into a resort by the name of Tranquil on the Lake. Now, just how tranquil this place turns out to be may be something the future has to answer itself. But for would-be ghost hunters, the sanatorium is a place which will remind everyone who visits that some shadows are not just the absence of light. They are, in fact, terror or evil themselves. There are very few dark realms we've covered which I kind of want to go and visit, but this is one that's definitely up there, whether I make it in time before it becomes Tranquil on the Lake, or allegedly Tranquil on the Lake. We'll have to wait and see. But please join me again next week when we'll take another look at a location which is being considered a dark realm. And until then, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, stay safe, and I'll speak to you next time.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.